Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Summer job season for teenagers has come to an end, and once again, our next guest says the number of teenage-related federal employment law violations continued to increase. Luciana Roldan is with the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Columbia. Luciana, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Now, first of all, tell us what goes on in your office, the Wage and Hour Division here in Columbia.
The Wage and Hour Division is responsible for enforcing some of the nation's most fundamental federal law protections, including the minimum wage, the overtime, child labor, family and medical leave, and prevailing wages for government service and construction contracts.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about this topic of teenage-related employment law violations that are happening. I know the summer hiring season is over now, but I'm sure we have some listeners who have businesses. They'll be hiring teenage employees year-round, and especially with the upcoming holiday season.
It's very important for employers to understand that the main reason the Wage and Hour Division have enforcing these laws is to ensure that young employees are safe and they have the opportunity to go to school, and at the same time that they are earning wages and getting their experience.
All right, well, share with us some of the more common violations that you see in your office.
14 and 15 years old children, they have a limited time that they are allowed to work during the day. And also, hazardous occupations are something very important that we take in consideration in our agency. And there are 17 occupations that children under the age of 18 are not allowed to do. And those are the biggest violations that we see.
Share with us what the time restrictions are right now.
After Labor Day weekend, when the school is in session, children 14 and 15 years old cannot work before 7 a.m. and not after 7 p.m. They cannot work more than 3 hours in a school day or no more than 8 hours when the school is not in session, and no more than 18 hours during that school week or 40 hours when the school is not in session.
All right. What are some of those occupations that you mentioned? There are 17 that are not allowed for teenage employment. Share with us what some of those are that might be in our state.
For example, driving, like pizza delivering, stuff like that, that is not allowed. Operating machinery, for example, meat slicers, trash compactors, baking machinery, for example, conventional ovens, or to mix the pizza dough, those are restricted for children under the age of 18.
And are there any wage restrictions on how much per hour, or is it strictly just whatever the minimum wage is?
Yeah, so the minimum wage, $7.25, is typically, it is the federal minimum wage for all workers.
Well, Luciana, we have about a minute left. Can you share with us some recommendations that you might have for employers who are listening right now?
So the best practice for employers are training managers on child labor requirements, distribute resources to employees and managers about child labor provisions, build trust, establish a way for parents and children employees to report any child labor violations without fear of retaliation, provide different name tags for workers under the age of 16 because they have the restriction in time, and also use signage for workers 14 and 15 years old not to touch certain equipment that are deemed hazardous for them, and also using stickers that say stop to get the attention of young workers not to operate machinery that might be very dangerous for them.
Well, Luciana, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Luciana Roldan is with the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, where you can hear this show again and You can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.